All right, Tabas, say good morning. So we're continuing on page Kuf Mem Dalid in the Sharavi in paragraph Yod Aleph. So remember, again, yesterday the Shari Tshuva introduced us to the idea that in the event that a person, Chas V'Shalom, violated certain Averos, which carry with them the penalty of Kares or Misas Bezdin, and a person subsequently does Tshuva. So remember, again, we discussed in an earlier section that with such severe transgressions, so a person's sin is not forgiven simply through tshuva, or even just with Yom Kippur, but rather again, there's some element of yisurin. There's some element of suffering that is necessary in order to purge the individual of sin. So remember, then the Shari Tshuva introduced us to the idea, but yet there are other things that could go ahead and either, what we'll call it, prevent the yisurin, prevent the suffering from occurring. And one of those things the Shari Tshuva said yesterday was tzedakah. This is, again, and let's pick up, we're in paragraph Yod Aleph, four lines in. He says, Yachin li bo lasos mitzvos hamikinos min yisrin kemo mitzvos tzedakah, ki hi matzeles min hamaves. Because as we know, tzedakah has the ability to save one, even the chas v'shalom from death. Shene emar, u tzedakah tatzil mimaves. So we'll say this incredibly profound yisod, that even if there are certain averos that I've done that warrant very severe repercussions, there is the ability for me to be saved from those repercussions through the commission of certain acts. In this case, again, the Rabbeinu Yonah says tzedakah. However, again, we left off with this yesterday. He says, Misha ilo mamon la'asos tzedakah. What happens if someone does not have money? Somebody doesn't have money to give tzedakah. So what should one do under those circumstances? Yedaber tov al ha'ani. This is very beautiful. So a person should speak well, should speak nicely, or should speak good things on behalf of a poor person, on behalf of a pauper. V'yelo l'peh l'vakesh me'achirim l'hitivimos. This is actually quite beautiful. If you can't give tzedakah yourself, raise money. Raise money, right? Fundraise. You know, go ahead and speak on behalf of others, or speak to others who do have funds on behalf of the person who needs the funds. He says, become the mouthpiece of the ani. It's a very profound statement. Become the mouthpiece of the ani. So we just have this in Basra, as the Gemara says, he who enables others to perform mitzvos sometimes is even greater than the one who performs the mitzvah himself. I was supposed to say, remember the logic behind this statement is, it is incredible importance to perform a mitzvah, but when I perform a mitzvah, I'm performing one act. If I enable others to do mitzvos, so ultimately, again, I get the schar, I get the reward for their actions as well. So this idea almost, if I can't give the tzedakah myself, the willingness and the ability to go ahead and solicit others to be able to give, solicit others to be able to do, is an incredible zechus as well. Quite beautiful. V'chein ya'asok, and again I will say, now, shez the Shari Tshuva, lest you think, by the way, just, I think I mentioned this a bit, when we learned this in the Gemara, there's a beautiful Netziv. The Netziv says the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm Avinu, that you're going to be an Av Hamon Goyim, a father of a multitude of nations. But yet, again, right, I think I mentioned this, but yet, that's not the pshat. Avram Avinu is not, Klal Yisrael is not the multitude of nations. Salam Asa says in the Tziv very beautifully that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Avram Avinu, that which you will do will inspire all of nations, which is true because remember the three major world religions all base themselves back to an Abrahamic origin. So the Avraham Avinu is pretty much responsible for all ruchnius in the entire world. Incredible, incredible idea. So that the Netziv says, as you see, Avraham Avinu is given the credit for that, which is an exceptional concept. So he goes on. He says, and this is not just tzedakah. So too a person should involve himself in chesed. La'azor eschadero ba'atzaso v'hishtadluso. To go ahead and help his friend with good advice and with effort. In other words, what the Shari Tshuva is now bringing down is that which we have said is not just a din by tzedakah. It's not just tzedakah. Rather, what the Shari Tshuva is saying is the way to go ahead and protect oneself from Yisurin, from suffering that is a result of severe transgressions, is through the commission of Chesed. I will say, we saw this much earlier on in the Shari Tshuva as well, how the Rabbeinu Yonah discusses the idea of Chesed being an important part of the Tshuva process. Specifically, that if sin is the manifestation, or if sin ultimately is the, we'll call it the manifestation of egocentricity, right? When I commit an Avera, it's because I'm just thinking about myself and only myself. So the antidote to that is to become a selfless individual who is able to think about others. So therefore, again, tzedakah is the paradigmatic example of this. But the truth is, even in the absence of tzedakah, it applies to all mitzvos of gemilas chasadim, la'azar es chaveiro ba'atzas av ishtadluso, to help my friend, again, through giving him advice, and through laboring on his behalf, hishtadlusa, whatever level of hishtadlus I can give him, kimo shomer rosin zichron levracha, gemilos chasadim minat tzedaka. So ultimately, again, chesed ultimately manifest. Excuse me, gedol gemilos minat tzedaka, shat tzedaka b'mamono, ugemilos chasadim bein begufo bein b'mamono. So what says the Gemara Masechta Sukkah says that in certain respects, so chesed is greater than tzedaka. Why? Tzedakah one performs with their money. Gemilos chasadim one is able to perform with their money, but also with their body. As well said, the ability to go ahead and give, not just of your funds, but to be able to give of yourself, is a very significant act of chesed. He goes on, he says, v'atzedakah la'aniyim bilvad. So tzedakah can only be performed to aniyim. But chesed ultimately, again, can be performed both for the poor as well as for the rich. So we'll say, you see over here, Rabbeinu Yonah building up, starting out with the mitzvah of tzedakah, but slowly building up ultimately, again, to gemilas chesedim. And the goal over here being that the more, here's the klal, the more severe the sin, the more selfless a person has to strive to become. If sin represents the manifestation of egocentricity, then tshuva, by definition, represents the manifestation of selflessness. The more severe the sin, the more intense the selflessness must become. Or I should say differently, the more intense the sin, then the bigger the problem of egocentricity. Hence, the more selflessness a person requires. So we begin with tzedakah, because the truth is, that's almost the most reflexive form of selflessness we have. But then he graduates into other forms of selflessness, like gemilas chasadim, which Rabbeinu says that Rabbeinu Yonah are even greater than tzedakah, because again, for the reasons we're about to see now. Number one, because whereas tzedakah is with your money, gemilas chasadim is with your money also, but it's also with your guf, which tells you an incredible yisod in selflessness. How sometimes the greatest selflessness, acts of selflessness that we perform, are not necessarily things that we give, but much more things that we do. Not in any way minimizing chas v'shalom giving. Giving is exceptionally important. But sometimes, again, the ability to give of ourselves to a cause, to another individual, is exceptionally important as well. We'll end with this. Ugemilos chasodim batzdaka la'aniyim bilvad. So, for example, batzdaka, just contrasting gemilas chasodim with tzedakah. Tzedakah is only given to the aniyim. However, gemilas chasodim bein la'aniyim bein la'ashir. I will say, whereas gemilas chasodim chesed can be performed both for aniyim as well as for ashirim. Whether for a rich person, for a poor person, one could perform acts of chesed. So we'll say, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up at Mirat Hashem with this next piece, v'chin yedaber aleiv ha'ani, tomorrow, Mirat Hashem. Shkoyah.